Brad Davidson, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How did that track play on Saturday, in your opinion?
Yeah, look, Rosehill was pretty good. It was a day where you could definitely run on from the back. I think got a couple of lengths off the fence was probably the ideal spot. But having said that, there were a few horses still close to the fence that won on the day as well. So not many no leader won on the day. So definitely a day you could finish off from the back. But pretty fair across the lanes overall.
Davo, what was your win of the day?
Yeah, win of the day for me, Clark. You had to be Ray Heron, back from a spell, heavily back, last on the turn and unleashed the quickest last 600 the entire day there to win quite comfortably, really, on the line. He looks in for a good preparation and continued his unbeaten run. The other one I wanted to mention as well was Fulmina. Really liked this filly. She was up to 1,800, taking on the older horses there on the weekend and overcame a slow tempo to win with a bit of arrogance as well. So I think she's a horse that that we can keep an eye on going forward when she steps up to 2,000 metres and beyond.
What'd you make of Trumbull?
Yeah, he's good, wasn't he, Loz? So as soon as you jump, you knew you're in the action there, that's for sure. You know, that's been his Achilles heel of late, you know, being slow out of the barriers, and it's been really costing him. I mean, even with that last start, he had no luck whatsoever and probably should have won even with the slow start. But once he was out, he was able to park just behind the speed there, and he proved too good in the Civic and notched a very deserved win there for Kim Waugh and the team.
Have you got a horse or a couple of horses that you're keen to follow?
Yeah, I think there's a few there that we could follow from the weekend. Loz, Academy really knocking on the door. Good first up win and then backed it up with another strong performance there in race one to finish second there at Rosehill on the weekend. Fulmina and Zing, both those three-year-old fillies in that 1,800-metre race. I mean, Fulmina won and we've spoken about her, but Zing, that three wide, no cover, working the entire race with an outstanding run to still be there just behind the place getters at the finish there. It's Lily. I think, you know, it was a disappointing run two back, but all other runs this preparation have been super. Another horse that just got a long way back from a wide gate there on the weekend, but really found the line strongly. And I think from a barrier next time out, she'll be hard to beat. And Order Again, been trialling really well. First up run was good. Backed it up with a good second up run back in trip. So I think getting back out in distance now, this horse looks ready to win as well.
Who are we putting in the sin bin?
I think we've got to put a Blaze in there, Jared, don't we, on the weekend? You know, there was differing opinions of this horse in the Stayers' Cup, and some saying, well, he's winning. You know, he's won his past five and he's flying, and others saying, well, you know, he's coming off a jumps win in the Grand Annual back to the flat. And those were right, those people there, because, yeah, he was off the bit a long, long way from home, probably wanted another lap of the track, and maybe we've got to put him in the sin bin for flat races at this stage, and it could potentially be back to the jumps for him.
Right, a couple of questions from the listeners. This from Will. Hi, Davo. Is Frosty Rocks a one-trick pony if he can't get the lead? Would have been disastrous to engage in the speed battle with Gaze Horse. Thoughts?
Yeah. Look, I think he's definitely a better horse to be able to roll along in front. It was an interesting one there on the weekend. I actually tweeted out after the race, let fast horses be fast horses. And I know what that listener's saying in respect that they went at a pretty good tempo there. But I would have liked to have seen him outside the other horse, Vienna Rain, in the run. And then when Vienna Rain or Tommy Berry put the anchor drop there at around the 700 metres and really took the speed out of the race, I would have loved to see Nash then really roll into the turn, put a length or length and a half on that horse and let him really roll, because that's his asset, that high cruising speed. And I don't think they really used that to advantage there on the weekend. Having said that, he was disappointing all the same. So maybe, you know, he's better on a firmer track. I know he won well at Warwick Farm on a wet track prior, but that was at home, and they did have a concern on the wet track going into that. So he's definitely a horse I wouldn't want to sack off that run on the weekend. But, disappointing, but I didn't think they rode into his strength all the same.
And Jacko asks, how much emphasis do you put on this form? Do you put in this form for horses now leading into the spring, or is it a big reset?
Yeah, it would be a big reset, Joe. We are kind of in the depths of winter now. Most of these horses at the moment, they're racing in these weaker races, so they definitely have to step up big time coming into those spring races. But look, horses like Reheron, he might be one that can graduate if he can keep on putting it together. But he was very impressive on the weekend, and one that might be able to continue to go through the ranks.
Have a great day, mate. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.